This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys.
Hour number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, a lot of states and a lot of local municipalities do not like the idea of preemption. They believe that they should be able to, especially when it comes to gun law. Now the problem with this is with any law, with any legislation that's out there, if it is allowed to go a certain way and set precedent, then that means that other things can also be preempted. Other things can also be brought down to the level of local authority. Now, the people who are opposed to that preemption, to this kind of thing where the state says this is the law and you can't do anything about it, they don't like that the local government cannot infringe on your rights without going through the state legislature. In some states, they know that's not going to happen, so they want the laws that keep the local governments from doing so repealed. And again, in some states, they know it's not going to happen. But there's a certain hypocrisy in the anti-preemption talk in Colorado, where the Democrats are advancing legislation to get rid of the state's preemption law. Former State Senator Greg Brophy spoke with Ross Kaminsky about the bill on May 7th on Kaminsky's 630K HOW radio show. Brophy noted that the bill purports to support local control, but doesn't believe that it reflects the true meaning of local control, which usually involves the right of local authorities to create more permissive regulations in matters of strictly local, not statewide interest. See, this can only go one way. Later on in the bill, they say that local governments can only regulate firearms if they regulate them in a manner that's more strict than what the state does. This really does not allow for the worst possible type of firearms. This really does allow for the worst possible type of firearms laws that we can imagine. Here, locally in South Carolina, the mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, Steve Benjamin, he decided that he wanted to have red flag laws and a few other things in the city limits of Columbia, South Carolina. Now, what this creates is this patchwork of what is and is not legal. This is exactly the way the East Germans used to get you if you were going on a Berlin tour before the wall came down. They would have a different speed limit every 15 yards. So eventually they were going to get you stopped. If they had you stopped, well, then they can look for all kinds of other things, too. Preemption keeps this from happening. One law for the state, which makes it easier on us. Preemption is all about local control as long as you make it more strict. This doesn't go the other way. That's the other thing that I find hypocritical. This is not, so like in New York State, for example, where Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, he'll get out there and say, if you like assault weapons, you shouldn't live here. But somewhere outside of Albany, some municipality, some village, some city that wanted to get out there and say, well, we're going to declare this a Second Amendment sanctuary, and we're going to do it the right way. We're going to do it the way that they've done the whole thing with the immigration sanctuary cities, and we're going to do this the right way to where it'll stand up in court. Well, then they're going to be coming down on them with all kinds of vim and vinegar. It's going to be something else. Those opposing the rules of preemption don't want people to be able to be less strict, only more so. And they claim it's really about local control, but what about a community that feels it needs less regulation than the state has in place? And, of course, that simply cannot be allowed. It's because they don't care about local control in and of itself. They just want local governments to get more strict than their already anti-gun state. And it's hypocrisy. Now, some anti-gunners will try to claim that the right, who claims to love federalism, should oppose preemption too, but there's a key difference. Preemption prevents governments from further infringements on these civil liberties. And I'm just as opposed to local governments passing gun control rules as I am to them passing rules on what you can and what the press can do and what to say, and as well as where and how you can worship. Consistency. And that's the danger that we go down with any sort of gun control law. PLCAA, the one that Biden wants to take away, that would open up a big can of worms across all consumer goods. Now, meanwhile, anti-gunners oppose preemption not because they support local control, but because they hope local governments will pass still more gun control than they can manage at a state level. And if it was about local control, they'd be willing to at least accept some communities would feel that, like, they need less gun control, not more. So they don't, though, and that's a problem. There's a lot of good arguments in favor of preemption, but the best argument is that it at least helps preserve people's civil liberties at the state level, even if the state is terrible about gun rights in general. And it's that argument that infuriates anti-gunners and why they want preemption to go the way of the dodo. But like most things, you know, when I talk about gun rights, I'm talking about the gateway of liberty. Gun rights really are the gateway of liberty. So when you look at what they want to do with the PLCAA, for example, where they want to, if a gun is used in a crime, they want to be able to go after the gun manufacturer for their dangerous weapon being misused, as if they had anything to do with it. Because first of all, that gun will likely be stolen and be in a black market stream for years to come. But then when it finally is used in a crime, they want to be able to go after that gun manufacturer who really didn't do anything wrong. You know, I've seen how certain people get out there and characterize certain things, and they want to characterize this as it being the gun manufacturer's fault. Well, that would not be too far away from if you accidentally cut yourself while carving a steak and you bled out. Well, they're going to sue the steak knife company. Or drunk drivers, you know, being whole car companies being taken out. It comes down to they want to go after the gateway because they want complete and total control. They've always, you know, I end the show, it's never been about gun control, it's always been about total control. That's what they want. That's what they want. And if they could do this with guns, then it makes things easier to do it with everything else. If we have no means to defend ourselves, if they have the monopoly of violence to use against us after they purge the military and purge law enforcement, you know, their utopian world would be quite that to behold. The only problem is I don't think there's enough leftists to man all those positions. That's where I think the problem comes. That's where I think the problem comes. Hey, today I got to go into a place today for the first time in over a year without having to worry about somebody telling me to put on a mask. It's a glorious time. But it's not happening everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. From the very beginning of this whole COVID thing, I know COVID has been a real thing because I've had it. I know it is serious. I know it can affect you very seriously. I know it affects you in the same way a lot of other infectious diseases do, especially if you're older and have a lot of comorbidity built in, you know, underneath. It can kill you, literally kill you. I know that this was very contagious. The only problem I had with this is that I was not allowed to be an adult while all of this was going on, while it was at its height, when nobody knew anything. And we know plenty of things now. We know plenty of things now. But along the way, as we were not knowing what was going on, we were told to listen to the CDC and Anthony Fauci. And, Fauci's a liar. He gets it wrong as often as he never. The only reason he gets it right is because that happens accidentally. But COVID-19, one of the things about COVID-19 that we knew was that with any SARS, heretofore a SARS patient who had had one of the SARS-like diseases, we knew from experience that that person had likely a 2 to 3 year immunity window. However, we were not going to apply that in this case. So right away, prior to any of the vaccine coming along, all these people that were having it with its 99% survival rate, this natural immunity that was beginning, well, everybody was very alarmed at how many people were catching it. You know, the deaths that they've attributed to it, that was vastly overinflated. I mean, you know, if you had COVID-19 in your system and you fell out of an airplane, it was termed a COVID-19 death. So, I mean, that we need to go back and look at that forensically. Dr. John Lutz already figured it's 40% inflated. But all along the way, we've been told to listen to the CDC. We've been told to listen to this, that, and the other. And that's because it was politicized. But along the way, eventually, the truth does come out, and the truth has been coming out about COVID-19 and masks. Now, CDC has decided to say that if you've been vaccinated, you no longer need to worry about wearing a mask indoors. And today, I haven't been wearing a mask anyway. I have been vaccinated. I have been vaccinated for a couple of reasons. I got a couple of other things going on to where being vaccinated enabled me to stop wearing a mask in certain circumstances. Not because anybody gave me permission. I simply would tell them, listen, I got this going on and I'm not wearing a mask. Okay, so if you're not going to let me come in, that's fine. Just tell me. I'll walk away not wearing a mask. Never got turned away, not once. Then, my recent foray into heart failure, just makes sense for me to get every little edge I can possibly get. Coming out of New York, though, here comes Andrew Cuomo. Now, this is the guy who seated nursing homes with COVID patients under penalty of law, and he's telling the state of New York that they've got to keep their masks on. You got to breathe your own germs over and over, and forget about what the CDC says. And we get this from the New York Post. In a late afternoon statement, Cuomo said he and Health Commissioner Howard Zucker had yet to decide if the Empire State would adopt newly announced guidelines from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He said, in New York, we've always relied on the facts and the science to guide us throughout the worst of this pandemic and in our successful reopening. We have received the newly revised guidance from the CDC regarding mask wearing and social distancing for those with vaccinations and are reviewing them in consultation with Dr. Zucker and our partners and health experts in surrounding states. In New York, we've always relied on the facts. Yeah, that's him. That's ridiculous. The CDC to Democrats is the holy grail of all pronunciamientos. You know, it's like Cuomo didn't get the memo. And maybe that's because politically he's a pariah. He's a pervy sex abuser who won't resign to start and a famous filler of nursing home patients by executive order, ordering COVID patients to be let in or else, keeping families of nursing home residents out, but letting verifiably disease-carrying people in, now trying to cover up his tracks with the illegal cover-ups. This is just what happens prior to lunch. Now he's decided to promote bad science, the better to keep his state unlivable. In the meantime, you got places like Texas and Florida who long ago dropped their mask mandates and seen positive results, but Cuomo clings to the old mask and lockdown culture, even when the leftist CDC says don't. And in New York City's case, his logic is absurd. New York City residents have been riding that tight-packed subway for more than a year in this pandemic, a system so packed, no mask is going to help. The city saw a giant COVID surge at the beginning of the pandemic, quite likely as a result of this, and then suddenly a lot less, becoming one of the first cities in the country to show evidence of herd immunity after all that riding. 2.5 million people were found to have antibodies in New York City in mid-2020. They also got through their Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots with little spread of the disease. Those activities were excused by the CDC because they agreed with their politics, overriding their guidance elsewhere. Yet nothing happened because the herd immunity again seems to have been in place. Now, that's not something you always need a vaccine for. If you've had the disease even with low symptoms, you're the same as vaccinated, because that's how that whole immunity thing works. Now Cuomo steps in and says he's not ready to drop the mask mandate. He benefits from masks and lockdowns and apparently sees this as a loss of power. And he's in fact declaring that he can disregard basic biological immunity by saying he's for science, flashing the claim like a talisman as a Democrat governor with a terrible record of state-ordered nursing home deaths, which is actually quite disgusting. So this particular clown should avoid any talk about science or COVID like the plague, given his record. So, I just found that interesting to have him standing up and trying to pontificate about this, that, the other, when, you know, the virus virused in New York City and people of New York City weathered it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders are reaching an agreement regarding the creation of a 9/11 style commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The independent panel will be comprised of 10 commissioners who would be appointed by Democrat and Republican leaders. A bill establishing the commission could be put on the House floor for a vote as early as next week. A House panel is looking into U.S. cybersecurity capabilities. Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher citing the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which is thought to have originated in Russia.
We had Russian cyber actors last week shut down a major U.S. pipeline, highlighting the cyber threat posed to our critical infrastructure from actors anywhere in the world.
Wall Street ending out a volatile week with a rally. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 360 points to close at 34,382. USA Radio News. As panic gas buying continues in parts of the country, President Biden has a message for everyone.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful. But this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's not just federal lawmakers who are considering lowering taxes for families. The Michigan State Senate approving a plan to provide families a $500 per child tax credit against their state income taxes for the next 3 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, you know, you look at things nowadays, and I can't help but draw some comparisons between the Biden administration and the Carter administration. Although I was a kid during the Carter administration. But when you take a look at the 411, as the HEP kids used to say back in 1996, well, then you start drawing to some conclusions. But now we're back into the 70s now. We're in Jimmy Carter II, the revenge. Except it's worse. That shriveled peanut-like little man who happened to farm peanuts, there's a Brian Stelter, is a potato vibe going on. He's back. And he's happy. And he's happy because he's not the worst president of the last century. Did you see the picture of the giant Biden and his little Jimmy Carter in a chair? You see, President Biden and his first lady, Dr. Jill, went to see the Carters in Plains, Georgia. And, I mean, the Carters are, you know, they're in their 90s now. They're quite small compared to the giant regular people that are in there only in their 70s. So that was a thing that occurred. Jimmy Carter's back. We've got inflation. We've got Middle East crisis. We have economic stagnation. We have America being humiliated around the world. This makes it sound like I'm 420 years old, doesn't it? I remember how miserable the 70s were. You young whippersnappers, y'all think the 70s were about disco and fancy, funny clothes and big lapels. No, it was about grime and misery and malaise. Do you remember malaise? I'm waiting for Joe Biden's malaise speech, except, of course, he doesn't give speeches. He barely talks. Did you see me the other day? He was up there the other day going, I'm not supposed to answer questions from you. Got to get going, got to have some mush and watch my Matlock shows. He literally left the lectern first and then came back and said, I'm not supposed to be answering all those questions. I'm supposed to leave. And at the end, he does walk away from a question about Americans' concerns over rising inflation. I also remember what happened after Jimmy Carter, and his name was Ronald Reagan. And America became much, much better. Now, you young whippersnappers, you don't know what America was like when America was down on its knees, beaten down by leftism, leftist economics, leftist toleration of crime, just general leftism in its full flower. It's what we have now, folks. Leftist tolerating crime, leftist tolerating gas lines. Now, what's next? Now, in the 70s, we got a couple of cool things. We got Saturday Night Fever, you know. We're going to get that this year? Maybe the hip-hop version? I'm not really down with that. I prefer the classic. Mostly, I'm not down with Liz Cheney. But I've talked about her ad nauseum. And now she's in the rearview mirror. She's no longer in the leadership position in the Republican Party in the House. And very shortly, she should be primaried in her home state. And then we'll see if she maybe becomes a consultant or maybe goes to work for CNN. She's gotten her 15 minutes of fame and then a few more minutes. This isn't MSNBC, CNN. I'm not going to be talking about her much except to say I can't wait until she runs for president in the Jeb lane, which is pretty wide. It's a pretty wide lane. There's some people out there that look at her, look at Nikki Haley, look at a few others, and they think that she's got a shot. I know some of them. Yes, America loves Liz Cheney. They love Nikki Haley. That's the great thing about her. Everybody hates her, though. America can come together on despising Liz Cheney, except for the Hoy cruise ship conservative gang. Conservatives hate her because she's a backstabbing turncoat, weasel, warmongering scumbag. Leftists hate her because she's a Cheney. So here we've actually built a bridge between us and the left. Isn't that great? And have you seen that ad that's out there right now? And I looked at I saw this in the news somewhere, where it's an American Army recruiting ad and a Russian Army recruiting ad. Now, in the Russian Army recruiting ad, this is Rambo speaking one of those Russian dialects. He's out there. He's freezing. He's fighting. He's jumping out of things and swimming through things. He's going to where the fight is. The American one is like Ariel, the Little Mermaid, joins Airborne Corps. You know, hi, I want to tell you my story. My parents were two women. One of them was conventionally attractive, the other not, so it's not a lipstick thing. So you guys are going to be disappointed by the story and the way it ends up. But anyway, I decided to validate myself by joining the Army. I'm really not sure how to react to that. Do you think they're going to get a bunch of pink-haired, pierced-nosed pronoun people going, well, gosh, I think it's time that I tried to rappel out of a helicopter. Jump out of an airplane, 82nd Airborne, sir. I can really validate my socialist paradigm in the Army. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think we're going to get people. What it's going to do, the kind of people who do join the Army are just normal people, you know, who want to defend their country and want to challenge and want to really do something that other people can or won't. the traditional people who've made America's military great, they're going to look at this and go, well, I'm not welcome. They don't want me because I don't have a weird story. I had a mom and a dad. They went to church. They worked hard. I went to high school, maybe even in college, and then I decided to serve my country. That's not a very good story in the eyes of some of these advertising geniuses putting this stuff together. So if you're ever wondering why the United States has not won a war in 20 years, as you can see, just looking back through history, you can, you know, you just got to study war and understand what war is. War is attrition. And if you're not teaching combat in a way that causes attrition, well, you're not teaching the military way. So, for those that are looking at such things as war and all this other stuff, as we are in this thing of malaise in Jimmy Carter 2, The Revenge, the thing to take away from this, especially with the Army thing, is the Army thing is not going to be led by sophomores from Wesley seeking validation by joining the Army. It's going to be successful because of the normal traditional American that has joined the military since there's been a military. Period. End of story. Makes me kind of sick to think about what these politicians have squandered in this great nation of ours. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, one of the things that is going to bug me as we go along through this, as we try to get back to normal, because they have really enjoyed us not being normal. They have really enjoyed being in charge. And I'm glad the CDC has caught up to say, if you're fully vaccinated, you are protected. The other thing they should be saying is, if you're immune, if you have the natural immunity, you are fully protected. That being said, Reagan, acknowledged in a reporting that fully vaccinated individuals are still required to abide by local, state, and federal mask-wearing mandates. Well, what are they? Of course, but if you still wear a mask after you've been fully vaccinated, then that really should be your only reason for doing so. So it's frustrating, then, that Thursday night's most recent live update from the New York Times reporting on the CDC's announcement would be that CDC guidance prompts caution in some states. from the New York Times reporting with added emphasis, on Thursday, the governors of Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Virginia, and the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C., all Democrats, said they were taking the new guidance from the CDC under advisement before adopting it. In deference to local authorities, the CDC said vaccinated people must continue to abide by existing state, local, or tribal laws and regulations and follow local rules for businesses and workplaces. And I've already told you the particularly rich and hypocritical quote attributed to Andrew Cuomo. When you look at the numerous scandals going on with him, you know it's more than the facts and the science. And this includes when it comes to the cover-up of accurate reporting of nursing home deaths from the virus, and that the governor may have given his friends and family preferential access to COVID tests in the early days of the pandemic. And it's not merely states, but it's also companies. This new policy seemed to catch many retailers and their workers by surprise. Macy's and Target and The Gap said they're still reviewing the new guidance, while Home Depot said it had no plans to change its current rules requiring customers and workers to wear masks in its stores. United Food and Commercial Workers Union, representing thousands of grocery store workers, criticized the CDC for failing to consider how the new policy would impact workers who have to deal with customers who are not vaccinated. They said, I'm going to point out the punchline in just a second. Millions of Americans are doing the right thing and getting vaccinated, but essential workers are still forced to play mask police for shoppers who are unvaccinated and refuse to follow local COVID safety measures. Are they now supposed to become the vaccination police? The Retail Leaders Industry Association, a trade group, said that the policy complicated matters in states that still have mask mandates in place that retailers must follow. These conflicting positions put retailers and their employees in incredibly difficult situations. The update also claims that the common sense backed by the science update was a sharp turnabout by federal health officials. People have been wearing masks for so long and still have to, even when fully vaccinated. They would beg to differ, though. This is a thing, people. Now, if you're out there and you live in your own home and you pay your own bills, then I can probably safely assume you're an adult. And the vaccine is available. If you choose to take the vaccine, it's available. If you choose not to take the vaccine, you don't have to. It's free. If you don't want to take it, you don't have to. But that doesn't mean that you get to dictate to me what I'm going to be doing. Sorry. Just not going to play that stupid game with you. The CDC has been super slow when it comes to updating their guidelines. And what more time do states and companies who refuse to jump on board need? If they're not going to be listening to the CDC, what, you know, who are they going to listen to? I know that there's plenty. I mean, the mayor here in this state, in this city where I live, in Greenville, South Carolina, he has been having his moment in the sun. He did things like he blocked off the sidewalks downtown so people wouldn't walk downtown. Now, realize that they have spent millions of dollars updating and gentrifying downtown. Downtown Greenville is a sight to behold. It's not very big, but it is beautiful. And, I mean, it's quite, you know, there's something for everybody, restaurants, shops, whatever you want to do, hotels, all this other stuff. And he shut it all down. And here's some of the things he was saying. Now remember this. Hey, I've got as much respect for healthcare officials and workers as anybody out there. I owe my life to them. But he was out there saying a lot of healthcare people live downtown, and we don't want you coming downtown making them sick. Consequently, there are several businesses in my city that have closed down and are gone forever. Forever. We had a burger joint in Pickens, in Easley, South Carolina, that had been there so long they had grown a tree upside down, and it had grown all the way across the ceiling of the entire building. That took decades to do, and that restaurant is closed. And when they finally take that building down, that tree will go. You know, and I know, hey, that happens every day. But it happened for a really stupid reason this time, because we've had 12 pandemics in 244 years. So, while they're out there sitting there saying, well, you know, the science, these are the ones they've been saying to listen to the whole time. You got to go by CDC guidelines. As if there's some holy totem that gets out there and, you know, gets out there and wants to just rule your life. We've been being run by a bunch of people in lab coats, this whole country. And now they're saying this last little shard of a sign of our control is gone. You no longer need to do it, which that's been in place for, that's actually been a fact for a while. Especially given the fact that masks don't work. I mean, that's why they have so many people in New York City with herd immunity. Because masks didn't work. So it's time to embrace not only science, but freedom. I saw where President Asterisk got out there, and he's talking about you either have to be vaccinated or wear a mask. And I was just thinking about some of the stuff that goes along with that. Like, he's been vaccinated for months, and he still wears a mask. When he says these things, he sounds maddeningly paternalistic. He says, the choice is yours. No, the choice to get a vaccine is or not is mine, period. So the choice to wear or not wear a mask is mine, period, sir, Mr. President. I will defer to the office. There has never been a rule. I will choose to do what I'm going to do. His simplistic ultimatum is impossible to enforce. There's not enough people out there to run around, you know, checking my papers and, you know, checking my antibodies to figure out if I have the natural immunity, the vaccination immunity, and therefore I can be going around without a mask. It's a fool's errand. And does he mean kids too? And on the bright side, does this mean that masks exempt you from a vaccine passport? Hey, this is their stupid game. I'm just trying to play. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. See what he's had going on. I know he's written there's a couple of things that have happened near me that he's written about. I want to talk about them. But the most read guy in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.